Good morning, uncles and aunties. It is truly my joy and privilege once again to share with you the Lord's Word. I hope that you are keeping well and you had a wonderful time celebrating our anniversary. It was so good to see some of you, and I hope to see the rest of you in time. It is always a joy to be able to look to the Word of God once again. And even as we consider this theme, bless the Lord, may our hearts truly be encouraged. Amidst all the challenges and suffering of life, we can learn to bless the Lord. Being an older person, we recognize that there are challenges, especially during this time. We may have all kinds of fears because of the pandemic. Some of us are worried of getting the virus. We hear of the virus spreading to common places that we tend to go. For instance, the marketplace, the bus interchanges, the shopping mall. You know, we are concerned. And some may be fearful as we hear of news concerning the elderly, more and more of the elderly dying due to the COVID virus. Yet amidst the fears and the sufferings of life, can we still learn to bless the Lord? And the answer is yes. One thing that the Apostle Peter sought to do is to bless the Lord, and especially for what it means to have the abundant mercy in his life. So let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and we read, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again." Now, how did Peter come to have this understanding? 1 Peter 1 verse 3 says, according to his abundant mercy. Peter used the word abundant to describe this mercy, this kind of mercy that comes from God. It is something that we really want to appreciate. What was his reason in using the word abundant? And the reason is because it was something that was personal to Peter. He described how he has experienced mercy in his life. He saw abundance of mercy being extended to him. It was not something that was knowledge to him. It was real. It was something that was very real to him as he looked back into his past life, and he saw God's abundant mercy that was extended to him. There was mercy upon mercy that was shown to him, especially in those 3 years that he had been with the Lord Jesus and beyond. So let's take a bit of time to appreciate how Peter sought to use this very fitting word, the word abundant, to describe mercy in his life, mercy that he had experienced. So we see how this abundant life is seen in Peter's life. First of all, before salvation. Secondly, at salvation. And thirdly, after salvation. So let's first of all look at John chapter 1, verse 40 to 42. And we see how Peter was introduced to the Lord Jesus. His brother Andrew first came to know the Lord Jesus. He was with the Lord Jesus, and when he discovered that Jesus was the Messiah, he came to believe in him and followed him. And the thing that he did immediately was to go to his own brother, Peter, to tell him that he had found the Messiah. And that was something that was really wonderful. And he decided to bring along Peter to go and see Jesus, the Messiah. I thought it was something really exciting. And when Jesus saw Peter, he said something that was really special. Right? In verse 42, he said, "Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, 'You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas,' which is translated a stone." Now, as much as we see the Lord Jesus doing this very special thing with Peter in giving him this very special name, nothing really came out of it. Peter still did not have faith in the Lord Jesus at this point in time. Now, let's look at another incident. Now to Luke 4, verse 38 to 39. And here we see the Lord Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus and his disciples went to Peter's house, and it was discovered that Peter's mother-in-law was sick. She had a high fever. And those that were there requested of the Lord Jesus to help. And Jesus showed mercy and healed Peter's mother-in-law. And that was something that was special. I mean, to be able to see how your own mother-in-law, a loved one, was specially healed, that was something else. But again, nothing really came out of it. Peter still did not have faith in the Lord Jesus. So we want to appreciate expressions of mercy that is seen here. There was patience on the part of the Lord Jesus. Peter still did not respond. And there was kindness that was shown. It took a while for Peter to finally respond. But he did not respond during all these little experiences that he had. And the Lord Jesus was really trying to reach out. Mercy was shown to Peter as Jesus reached out to Peter. He was patiently waiting for Peter to respond. And the Lord showed patience. The Lord showed kindness. Mercy was shown again and again. Now, personally, I can understand that. Even though I grew up in Bethany and I was listening to the Word of God, it took a long time for me to finally come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was distracted by the things of the world. I was caught up in sin. I was really not as interested in the Lord and faith until much later when I finally did come to know the Lord. But the Lord was merciful to me and showing me kindness, showing me patience. And I think as the bilingual brethren, we all can understand that too, because it took us a long, long time before we come to know the Lord, before we came to know the Lord, right? Our family members, our friends reached out to us. We came to church and we hear the Word of God, but we did not respond. We took our time and the Lord continued to reach out to us. He did not judge us. He did not condemn us. He was really very patient with us and showed us kindness, showed us patience. To me, that is really wonderful. Mercy after mercy is extended to us. So as we look at the life before salvation, we already see abundance of mercy extended to us. Now let's look at salvation point. And for that, let's look at Luke 5. And in Luke 5, we see how the Lord Jesus met Peter and his fellow fishermen. Now Jesus got into one of the boats and began to teach to the crowd. And at the point in time, Peter and his friends had spent the whole night fishing and they caught nothing. That was very disappointing. And they were already cleaning their nets and so on. Now, I can understand that disappointment because when I was much younger, I used to go a lot of fishing with my uncles and all, and we would throw out the nets. And sometimes we catch some things, sometimes we don't. And the best time really for fishing is actually at night. And sometimes we would not catch anything. So I can understand the disappointment. And Jesus turned to Peter and said something really special. In verse 4, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Now, Peter addressed Jesus as Master at this point in time, which was a polite term, and he expressed his concern. Because he had spent the whole night fishing and they had caught nothing. And usually, as I've mentioned, fishing is done at night. You don't catch very much during the daytime. And yet, at the same time, he decided, at the words of the Lord Jesus, he is going to launch the nets. And what happened next was truly unexpected and astounding. As they pull out the nets were all filled with fish. Wow, that was really wonderful. And there was so much fish until the nets were breaking. They had to call out to their partners in the other boats. They came along and they threw their nets, and their nets were also filled. And they pulled out so much fish that the boats began to sink. Wow, that is truly an amazing miracle. They never had such a catch before. Now, when Peter saw this amazing miracle, he was moved, he was touched. He has never seen such a thing before. And his response is something that we see in verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Peter humbled himself before the Lord Jesus. He recognized that Jesus was not just anybody else. So he moved away from calling him Master to calling him Lord. And he fell down on his knees humbly before the Lord. There was a deep sense of unworthiness that Peter felt before the Lord Jesus. He felt the holy presence of the Lord. And he because of this experience of seeing this amazing miracle of having his nets filled with fish, this miracle done by the Lord Jesus, he was amazed. And he saw his own personal sinfulness. He felt that he was unworthy before the Lord Jesus, that he didn't want to be even near the Lord Jesus. That was something special. And the Lord Jesus said to Simon, verse 10, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." And the Lord began to give a very special invitation to Peter to follow him. Now he is going to move away from being a fisherman and to become a fisher of men. He will one day make a tremendous impact on the lives of others. Mercy was shown to Peter as the Lord Jesus invited him to follow him. Jesus showed mercy to Peter in spite of his sinfulness. So we see the expression of mercy given to Peter. an expression of forgiveness, expression of grace. I mean, the Lord Jesus showed mercy in forgiving Peter for all the sins that he had done in his life. The Lord showed grace and mercy in extending this invitation to Peter to come and follow him. You know, personally, I thank God for this mercy that was also extended to me in forgiving of my many, many sins when I was caught up with all kinds of wrong things, the sins of the world, and yet the Lord will forgive me. I am truly thankful. I see his grace extended to me. And as the bilingual brethren, we can also appreciate the mercy that is extended to us. We took such a long time to finally come to know the Lord. But we also recognize that our life is short, and anything could have happened. And that we came to know the Lord before the end of our life, it is something that we truly want to appreciate. We could have seen our lives come to an end all too quickly, but we came to know the Lord, and that is something that we really want to be able to appreciate. That is the mercy of the Lord. That is the abundant mercy of the Lord, and that's something that we want to bless the Lord for. Now, we've seen how the abundance of mercy is extended to us before salvation, at salvation. Now we want to consider the abundant mercy that is extended after salvation. After salvation, Peter began to follow the Lord Jesus. But there were many weaknesses in Peter. So mercy was extended to Peter again and again and again. Now, towards the end of the life of the Lord Jesus, Peter made a very serious mistake. And that was when he denied the Lord Jesus. So let's turn to Matthew 26. And in verse 34-35, the Lord Jesus warned Peter that he was going to betray him. Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." So Peter ignored what Jesus said to him. Jesus would always tell the truth, even concerning someone. And yet, Peter did not believe it. He was overconfident. He was so full of pride. And he thought that he would never deny the Lord Jesus. In fact, he would remain faithful to him. But Peter did deny the Lord Jesus. And when there was, firstly, a servant girl who came along and said that he was with Jesus, he denied it. Then another girl came along and said the same thing, that he was with the Lord Jesus, and he denied it again. And finally, those that were around him said that he was one of them. He was one of the disciples. He was one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus. And Peter was so upset, he was so angry, he denied the third time. And when he heard the rooster crow, Peter remembered what Jesus said, and he wept bitterly. He had failed the Lord Jesus, he had fallen, he was not able to stand up for his faith. That was really a difficult time for Peter. He was devastated. And he took the Lord Jesus once again to show mercy to Peter. He reached out to Peter and he took time to be with Peter. In John 21, we see how Peter and the others went out fishing again and Jesus reached out to him. And he got Peter to come with the others to sit down for a meal. They had breakfast, they had fish, they had bread. And Jesus began to talk to Peter, and he said words that were loving, words of love given to Peter. And he asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Three times he asked that. And Peter answered, "Yes." And each time the Lord Jesus mercifully extended that love and said to Peter and invited Peter, "Feed my sheep, feed his people." This was such great mercy shown to Peter in restoring him. And we see the expression of faithfulness. The Lord Jesus remained faithful to Peter, even though Peter had denied him again and again and again. Jesus remained faithful to Peter. Jesus showed such wonderful love. And this is mercy that was extended to Peter. For 3 years, the Lord showed Peter mercy after mercy for all his weaknesses. And a great demonstration of that mercy was when he was faithful to him, even though he had denied him 3 times. In mercy, the Lord loved Peter and restored him. To me, that is such a wonderful experience. Now, as Peter wrote these words in 1 Peter, he also recognized that there were others that struggled with their faith. There were pilgrims who also were finding it difficult to go through the sufferings of life, and they also may have failed. They may have fallen too, because they were not able to stand up to the persecution that they were facing. And in mercy, the Lord continued to be loving and faithful to them too. That to me is wonderful, to be able to understand what this mercy is. And I understand what this mercy is too, even though I have failed the Lord many, many times. I recognize there were times in which I was weak in my faith. There were times when I've fallen in sin. I thank God for his mercy because he gave me another chance, chance after chance after chance. This is the great abundant mercy of the Lord that we truly want to be able to appreciate. And even as we think about it, as a bilingual brethren, we also recognize that there are times when we have been weak in our faith, that we have not been able to be as strong as we hope to be. And especially during this time when we are going through a pandemic, there may be fears, there may be doubts, there may be unbelief, and we recognize that these are times when we have fallen short. But the Lord remains faithful to us. The Lord continues to extend his love, his mercy to us. And we should really be able to thank God for his mercies. This is an encouragement to all of us, because we know that God's mercy is so, so abundant. There's so much mercy that God stores within him that extends to us again and again and again. To me, this is really wonderful, and we want to appreciate this abundant mercy as seen throughout our life, that before salvation, God extends his mercy to us. We took such a long time. There were doubts, there were unbelief that needed to be dealt with. Time and time again, God reached out to us, and we took our time, but God was merciful, he was patient, He did not judge us at that point in time. He continued to show such grace to us. And we want to thank God for that. At salvation, despite of all our sinfulness, God showed mercy in forgiving us, in being able to show such kindness and grace to us. And that's something for us to appreciate. And after salvation, even though we struggle with our faith and there are times of weaknesses, God continues to show His mercy to us. To me, this is truly wonderful that God's mercy is so abounding that no matter how many times we fail, God's mercy continues to be there. He is faithful when we are faithless. He is loving when we are not able to love as we should. And we have every reason to bless the Lord. I look at my life and I look back at all the mercy that is extended to me. In times of difficulties, in times of suffering, I can still bless the Lord. I can still give praise to Him. Last week has been a challenging time because my mom, her health turned for the worse, and she was in hospital because of pneumonia, and suddenly her blood pressure began to decrease quite badly. And the doctors called Pastor Mitch and myself and our family to go down because it was a touch-and-go situation. And we went down and we committed her to the Lord. We asked for God's will to be done, and we entrusted her to Him. And we recognized that in those moments, can we still bless the Lord? In moments where things are bad, when things are difficult, can we still bless the Lord? And the answer is yes. We can still trust the Lord for whatever it is that we will encounter. And we know that God is watching us, watching over my mom, and we are going to trust the Lord. We're going to trust in His will, and we're going to be able to bless the Lord. And I thank God for His mercies, because I look back at all the mercies that He has given to us. We have every reason to bless His name. Let us go to God in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank You for Your abundant mercies. Thank You for the mercies that You have shown to us before we came to know the Lord Jesus. Thank You for all the mercies that You extended to us at salvation, for Your grace, for Your kindness, for Your forgiveness. And even though after we have received the Lord Jesus, after salvation, we still struggle with our faith, and there are times when we recognize that we are weak in our faith, You continue to extend Your mercy to us. We thank You for this abundant mercy that You have extended to us and continue to extend to us, that we can bless the name of the Lord for it. May we continue to learn what it means to praise You in times of difficulties and suffering. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.